Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Mem Vav, and we are on Mem He Amud Beis. Continuing, this parak is all about what you're allowed to wear, not allowed to wear on Shabbos. Daraisa Darabanan. So let's start the Mishnah again on Mem He Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Yotza Isha, a woman is allowed to go out. Again, allowed means mutter, which means it's not a daraisa, it's not a masa, and also the Rabbanan, we're not goes there. Drabanan, that one might take it off, it might fall off, and I might come to carry it in all these cases. If it's mutter, so you always have to say on both levels in this parak. So Yotze Isha Bechute Seyar, Bemishala, Bemishal Chaverta, Bemishal Behema. Whether it's her own hair, whether it's her friend's hair, or whether it's animal hair, a woman is allowed to go out with that. And again, I mentioned the Bavli goes through each one of these. What's the Chiddush? You might think each one of them is her own hair, fine, but her friend's hair is not as perfect and the same as we had in the past. Maybe there's a chash that she might take it off, or Michelle Behema, which is even further from natural. We had earlier Bizman She'enam Tfurin, but when these ribbons or jewelry are connected, are tied on to her head covering, her clothing, then the zochshash is going to come off, and it is mutter to go out. Uba kavel uvei nachris b'chatzer, and a kavel, a type of cap that she wore under her head covering, we had earlier, and a pei nachris, which is a wig of sorts, right? The carbonate here says, klias sear telusha, it is detached hair, vitzovarta al sa'ara im kliasa shetira'e ba'ala sear, so she looks like someone who has hair, right? And therefore, Bala Seyar, that's what she wore. She could wear it to a chatzar. Why not to a Rosh Hasharabim? So again, this Pei Nachris is different than the old, than our Pei Nachris is, but maybe in those days there was some type of chash of removal, and that's why only to a chatzar, Shalot Tiskana al Baila, says the Karbana Eda, but not to a Rosh Hasharabim. Obviously, that doesn't apply bismanazeh, where there's no problem wearing a peyanach, what we call a peyanach, a wig outside. But again, this is one of the sources in Shas. Not for the halacha of a woman, a married woman, having to cover her hair halachically. That's assumed. That's assumed, by our Mishnayos and by our Perek, where our Perek says, well, she's not going to take it off in the street because she doesn't want to have her hair uncovered. So it's assumed. That din is from learned out, if you remember, from Pashas Naso. From Isha Sota, where in the Beis HaMikdash, we uncover her hair, mashma that normally the hair is covered, ufares, rosha isha, and the Medrash says, derech benos Yisrael, lios roshei, and mechusos. That is the din. But here, is the mitzius of a woman wearing. So if you look in the Shilta Giborim right here, in the Bavli, on the Dafi Arif, says the Shilta Giborim here, relating to a wig. Actually, this is the one on Ksubis. But if you look at the Shilti Giborim here on Shabbos, he discusses the idea of wearing a sheitel. Here it is. Chaf Tesman Alf. Says the Shilti Giborim. Yiramizeh, he's Rabbi Shua Boaz, the Beis Baruch. He's one of the Rishonim. So Yiramizeh Lahavi Raya Vesmach. This Mishnah here in Shabbos, you got to learn Kol HaTorah Kula to know, you can't just learn Maseches Sota to know, or Maseches Ksubis of Das Moshe, Das Yehudis. This Mishnah in Shabbos, which just Derech Agav mentions women wearing Pei Anachris, says the Shulta Giborim, Yiramizeh Lahavi Raya Vesmach. Lenashem Ayotzos Bekisi Sarah Shalank Shenesuos. This is a smach for the women who go out with their own, even with their own hair, a wig made with their own hair when they are married. Avo b'makom klia sara nosa sara is chavrosayin. Upirsho mafarshim ki apei anachris hi migbaas yidbeku bo seyar nae, beautiful hair, v'harbe v'tasimo sa'isha al rosha kadesh tiskashet b'seyar, so that she is looks like a balas seyar. Fasam b'isha nesua mairi, since the Gemara says lo tiskana al baila. Umashma lehedya shemuteres benos Yisrael is kashet bohem. It's clear from here that it is mutter, that it is allowed. You don't see the Rabbanan arguing that, oh, it's not appropriate, this is not called a head covering, because it's covering hair with hair. No, it's mutter. The seyar beisha erva de ka'amar, the Gemara in Brachas, that says seyar beisha erva, lo havi ela beseyar hadavak lipsar mamish. The definition of erva for seyar is hair attached, right? Most erva don't have this, need to have this definition because it's usually not detached. Certain parts of a woman's body aren't detached from hers. Therefore, that's erva. But hair is a different type of erva. Clearly, it's a different type of erva. Why? Because most of erva on a woman's body, it's usher before she's married, and it's usher after she's married. Hair, all of a sudden, yesterday it wasn't erva, and today it's erva. Right? So you see, we see it's a different type of erva. But even within that, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's only erva when it is attached to the head. Venera gambesara imaseir. It's the whole visual when to see the hair attached. Avaseir hamachasa saira ein kan mishum seir biisha erva. There's no issue. Vegam lo mishum puras rosh. Venera delosha saira's dida losha saira shal chaverta. And see, the mission doesn't matter. She can make a wig theoretically out of her own hair. Kol o David lekisi aseir vein tulushos. Avo bita kishad hula. Even though the whole point of it is for, to make her look good. You're right. That's the point. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. There's no problem with that. Ain bakaklum v'shaper dummy. And that is the halacha. So again, it must have started the minhag, so to speak, of married women wearing wigs. It started very early. It's already 2,000 years old if it's already in the Mishnayos. And it doesn't sound like it was a new minhag then. It doesn't sound like it was a new minhag, so it must have been even, earlier. So again, most assume that and encourage women, those who want to cover their hair, the derech peyanachris is 100% fine. But there are some more svardic poskim. Lubavitch Chabad said it's the best way because it covers all the hair, right, to wear a wig. But others say maybe a hat is better. Other types of coverings, many svardic circles have that. But again, the minhag olam, Ramosha Feinstein and the Yaskilavdi. So all of them talk about this halacha. And again, one of the sources here is right here in the Shilta Giborim on this Mishnah. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Ubimoch, what else could she go out with? Ubimoch Sheba Azna. If she has some type of wad in her ear, let's say she has an infection in her ear, she just doesn't want to block the pus. Ubimoch Sheba Sandala. Or if a woman has a type of injury on her toe, she wants to put something in her foot, ubimoksha eskinalini dasa, or a pad that she wears because she doesn't want her nidus to drip out, whatever it is. So any of these cases, a woman is allowed, because there's no chash that she's going to remove these or that it's going to come off. Bipil pil bagargir melach, other items that she's allowed to have. Pepper or a gargir melach, what is that for? Bad breath. Bad breath. Put something in the mouth for bad breath. That is considered basic, not called a masa. Ubechal davar shetitim lotoch hapeh, anything in the mouth. Ubelvad shlotitim mitchila b'Shabbos. As long as she doesn't put it there on Shabbos, lechatchila, right? Has to put it in before Shabbos, then she can go out with it on Shabbos. What's the issue of putting it in on Shabbos? So 2 days, if you look in Tosfos and the Ritva. Tosfos and the Ritva on Daf Samach Dalid. I'll read it from the Ritva. The Ritva says, on Daf Samach Dalet, either it's an issue of refuah, and therefore, I'm not allowed to do refuah b'Shabbos. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that later. Refuah b'Shabbos, and number two, not just refuah, but issues of nireh kima'arim. It appears like, one is trying to, cover up something that, carrying something out, you're sticking something in your mouth before you go out on Shabbos, kind of looks funny, right? And therefore, it shouldn't be done on Shabbos, for one of those two reasons. That's the, here, let me just read it from Tosfos. Tosfos, Bivach Lotit Lachachil B'Shabbos, Samach Dalam Abbas, Pirish Harav Porat, Gizera Mishim Shrika Samamanim, Kivan to the Refuahu. You can't do Refuah B'Shabbos, as we know in certain cases, maybe we'll talk about that later also. If someone is mildly ill, if someone is seriously ill, then there's no isser of taking medicine or doing anything for refuah on Shabbos. If somebody, not only if their life is in danger, but even if they are in the category of a chola she'ein bo sakana, somebody who's bedridden, somebody who can't function normally, they have to just lie down on the couch, right? So that's a chola she'ein bo sakana, and they're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Somebody less than that, I have a pain, I have a discomfort, right? So that's where there's a gzera. If I allow people to take medicine, they might come to grind the herbs which make the medicine, and then that's the gzera d'rabbanan mishum tochein, grinding. So here too, you can't put these items in the mouth. Tosa says velo nira the imkain imnafala milo toxir. The Mishnah says, as we'll see, if it fell out, you can't put it back in. Why not? If it already started before Shabbos mishum refuah, it should be okay. After all, ha'amar perak pasuk de Erevin, we spoke about it at the end of Erevin, machzirin retia b'mikdash avalo b'medina. You're allowed to put things back. V'al karkach lo asfinu lachzir retia, elim shem shemim mareach, v'chachach lo shayach meiruach. So that's a different reason here, says Tosfos, why you can't put these peppers in lechatchila on Shabbos, not because of refuah, but lechein nira liya bavach lo titin lechatchila mipnei shenira kima'aremes lohotzia. It looks like you're hiding something. Ma'aremes lohotzia. And therefore, says the Tosfos and says the Ritva, that's why this is limited. Okay, we continue. V'im nafal lotachzer, and if it fell out, you can't put it back. Shein toteves v'shein tzolzav, some type of artificial tooth, or a golden artificial tooth. Rebbe matir v'cham osrin. Rebbe says it's mutter to go out with that v'cham osrin. Again, all of our teeth or fillings are kavua in, right? So there's no chash of taking it out. What if somebody has dentures? Wearing dentures out in a place without an eruv. So, post can talk about it, but again, it's, if there's no chash of taking it off, then there's no issue, but again, hopefully we'll get back to that, a little bit later. Says the Gemara, Hanan bar Imi Omar, so we'll go with our Girsa. Hanan bar Imi said, Kumi said in front of Rabbi Yehuda, Minashaya bar Menashe Yirmiya. If that's our Girsa, then we have something here that we never find anywhere else in Chazal. Somebody with two names. Somebody with two names. Not just a nickname like Abishol, right? Abishol is probably, Abba is probably a lashon of covet. But here we have somebody named Menashe Yirmiya, according to our Gersa. If you look in the Sefer Mashbiach in the back of the Gemara, he points this out. Wow, this is something that is unusual for there to be two names. Kan Matzano Dover Shalora Inu Adko B'Talmud Bavli Kilagro B'Shnei Shemos Hayamina Gamaz. To have somebody has two names. Right, so if you change the girsa, that's the easy way to say this is not unusual, right? So that's why some change this girsa. If you look on the side, bar, right, some change the girsa, Menashe, bar Yirmiya, right, it's two. We have his Nimsa Kane, he says, Beperak Shmonas Ratzim. He says, if you look at Shmonas in the Yerushalmi later on, you also have this. Rabbi Nechunya Yaakov Me Efratim. So we'll have to get back to that. There is one of the Rishonim also don't seem to have this, but there is, I think, the Tosfos in Ksubas, Daf Sadi Ches or so, where Tosfos quotes a Yaakov Yisrael. So, like the Stipler. But, Yaakov Yisrael are also two names, but they're the same name. But that might be one of the only ones that we have in the Rishonim. Okay, we continue. So, whoever said it, Ubevachelo Teitse, as long as, right, this is going on the first, cases, that a woman could go out with all of these strands of hair, as long as lo yalda b'shal zakena lo zakena b'shal yalda, as long as it's not a young person going out with an old woman's hair or the opposite, because that's embarrassing. And then a she might take it off, she'll be embarrassed by it, or the like. Says the Gemara, really the had the tanina. One minute we learned in the next Mishnah, we learned in the Mishnah on Amud Beis habanos yotzos bechutin. Right, we learned on the Amud Beis that the banos, the young girls, could go out with chutin, meaning strands of hair. And Rabbi Bob b'shem Rav Yehuda afilu karach al savara, right? Even if they are, it's on their neck, and this is even if it's not similar to their own hair, right? So how can you say across the board in the next Mishnah, abanos, young girls, could go out with saros, mashma, that is it only, there's no limit on that, right? Shouldn't it be only similar types of hair to their own? So answer, Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rav Zeira, tamon. Over there, you know why it's mutter, skip the afilu, she'eino yecholo lahavi chut, reading the Girsa of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, do melasaira yotzahi. If a woman can't get any other type of hair, this is the only type of hair that she can get, that she's not embarrassed by it. This is the only one on the market. If this is the only one on the market, then style and fashion changes based on what's available. And she's not going to be embarrassed to wear it because this is what's available. And that's why that's allowed. Bram hacha, but here, there's different types available. There's young women's hair and old women's hair. So Bram Hachalo Tetzi Lo Yalda Bishel Zakena Velo Zakena Bishel Yalda. Right. So therefore, that is the chilek. And again, that's the girsa of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Avo, Kol Shehu Toshav Biseyar Nikra Peya. Peya is anything that rests on the hair. Right. Anything that rests on the hair, as we discussed. Rabbi Yanai Zeira Nafal Udre De Udne. Rabbi Yanai, he had some type of wad, something, a cotton ball of some kind, in his ear. Boy, and it fell out on Shabbos. So boy machzarte b'shabbos. He wanted to put it back. He wanted to put it back for Garo Bochaverev, and his friends like, no, you can't do that. You can't put it back. And the next two words are hard to know what they're doing there. Some take out the gear, so we're going to go with the Pnei Moshe, who has it as a rhetorical question. Mishum tachshit, right? Why were the friends upset? Right? Is it any worse than a tachshit? Right? What's the machlokas here? So the Gemara is going to have four tries. What was this machlokas between Rabbi Yanai, who wanted to put his ear wad back, and his friends who said, no, don't do it? What was the machlokas between them? So, number one try. Rabbi Yanai Savar, what happened here? He put this wad in before Shabbos, and at that time it had some oil in it in order to heal for his ear. And by the time it fell out on Shabbos, it was now dry. So Rabbi Yanai felt, well, there's no more refuah on this wad, so there's no problem putting it back. Rabbi Yanai Savar, Meimar Shemen Hu Shehu Merape, it's the oil that is Merape, and the oil has since dried out, and therefore there's no problem to put it back. The Chachamim Savrin, Meimar Mochu Shehu Merape, it's not just the oil, but it's the wad itself that helps with the refuah, and therefore this is like refuah b'Shabbos, and therefore it wouldn't be allowed. So that is option one. Again, the issues of, let's just finish, I guess, the question first. V'lo kenam Rav Yehuda v'shem Rav Zeira hachoshesh ozno. Didn't we learn, Rav Zeira said, that if you have an earache, then oil is okay. No sin shemen al gabe rosh. You just have to do it in an unusual way. You can put oil on top of your head and let it drip down. V'lo chesh, even allowed to say incantations. Remember we said recently in the two shiurim ago, I think, incantations, psukim, nam psukim, but this doesn't say psukim. Some of the incantations, ubavach lo yitin lo biyad velo bakli, but you shouldn't put it directly with yad or kli. So you see that there's no issue of refuah with oil on the head. You know, you might have to put it in a usual way for other reasons. So that can't be what the machlokas is about, whether there's, you know, medicinal, therapeutic elements to the wad separate from the oil. Right, so that can't be the machlokas. So we're gonna go down another path. But just refuah in refuah b'Shabbos is an important issue. And as we said, this is gezeir mishum shchikas hamamanim. There are those that have suggested, well, do we really grind medicines anymore? Do we really make? So the answer is yes. We have pills. How do you make pills? You grind the things up, and certain areas there are herbs that are still used for medicinal purposes. So, but either way. Let's assume even if the reason does not apply anymore, we still can't get rid of the gzera, right? We've had this a number of times already in this pesachta. Avobi shabat la tam lo bat la gzera. You don't have the power or the authority to get rid of to undo the gzera. The few times that it comes up in Shas, the Rishonim have to explain why, and the few times that Rishonim, you know, have to mention and explain it. So those are the exceptions to the rule, right? The Ramah talks about clapping on Shabbos. And the Ramah quotes it. The Achronim wonder, you know, wasn't there an Issa Drabana? But that, he says, it's mutter. And sometimes we'll say, oh, the Gzeira of Mayim Gluyim of uncovered water. Why the Shulchan Aruch Paskins Bizman Hazeh? Because there are no snakes going around putting venom in the liquid. So then it is okay. So, you know, why is that? So we say it was built in. Sometimes we say the reason was built in. Once it was bought up by Shmita, Tosefa Shvius, right? Remember we asked, right, how could Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai get rid of an earlier Din Drabanan? Maybe it was built in. But this wasn't built in. No postcake said, no Rishon says that this was built in, and therefore the Gzera shouldn't apply anymore. So this is a bona fide Gzera that applies Bizman Hazeh. But as I mentioned before, there are many cases where the Gzera does not apply. Number one, Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana. Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana, a Jew is allowed to do a Daraisa. I forget, this is a Darabanan of taking medicine, but as a Jew is allowed to do a daraisa on for chola sheyesh bo sakana. The Mishnah Brura and all the poskim say that every Rav should make speeches in his shul, that everybody should know that a chola sheyesh bo sakana is you violate all Yisurim in the Torah. Well, there are no Yisurim in the Torah except the big three, but that's what the Mishnah Brura says, that kol tamar chacham bimkomo, hoyelo lidros bepirka lako, he should give a shiurim. They don't have to ask him about if it comes up. Pikuach nefesh. That for sure is not what we're not talking. We're not talking about that by medicines. But even in cases where it's not life threatening, as I said, even a chola she'ein bo sakana, in that category, one is allowed and therefore should take medicine on Shabbos. Right? If somebody is sick in bed with the flu, somebody has a terrible toothache and they have to go to the couch to lie down. They can't be at the Shabbos table normally. Even if I'm a martyr and I stay at the Shabbos table because, you know, my kids need me there, no, that doesn't take me out of that category. If the normal average person would go to the couch, one is allowed to take medicine on a Shabbos. But there are also many built-in heterim to this gzera. One of them we had earlier, right? We had earlier a couple of days ago. Preventative, right? At the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Preventative medicine is not included in the gzera. Because what was the whole gzera? I'm sick, so I need to get better, so I'm quickly going to grind up so I have the medicine. But if I'm not sick, I'm trying to prevent illness, so I was never included in the gzera. That's not called refuah. Preventative. That's one of the svaras Rav Moshe Feinstein has about vitamins. Vitamins. Two svaras. Number one, vitamins are medicine. They're medicine. Like, how many people are sick in the world and how many people take vitamins? Many, many more people take vitamins than are sick. So maybe it doesn't even have the status of medicine. That's another heter called machal briyim, right? If there's a food that I'm taking for medicinal purposes, so that's allowed. That's allowed. Let's say I hate chicken soup. I'm only having chicken soup because I have a cold. Still mutter. Still mutter because it's called food. Food is food. That's not called medicine. So maybe vitamin has the status of food. Or number two, maybe vitamins are preventative to make my body stronger to be able to fight off all of the illnesses, right? So therefore, that's also allowed anything that is a preventative. Spraying bug spray on, you know, I'm saying spray, not the lotion or something where you get into issues of memoria. Spraying sunscreen on Shabbos. As long as it's a spray, it's a liquid, there's no problem with that. That's preventative. Prevent issues. Because that's also not included, that was never included in the gzera of Shkikas Maman. If it's preventative, if it's Machal Briyim, other types of issues that come up. Either way, this is all included in the issue of Refuah. So, back to our case. So what's the Machlokas Reb Yanai and his friends? First suggestion is the issue of Refuah. So that didn't work. So number two, Reb Yanai Savar, maybe Halacha Reb Yosi. Maybe we'll get, let's talk about a sugya that comes up way later on. Much later, this Pesachta, talking about if one has covers of Kalim, one has covers of Kalim, if you look in the Karban Eidi quotes in the Mishnah, the end of Kala Kalim, Kisui Kalim, right? Are you about issues of Muksa and covering Kalim on Shabbos? Is Rav Chaim Kanievsky here quote the whole Mishnah if it's on the page? He says, Rabbanai, right? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbanai, Mishnah, Bera, Kala Kalim. Hachitan. Call Kisui Kalim, Jeshlam, Beis Achisa, Nitalam, Beshabbos. If a kli has a handle, let's say a pot cover, right? It has the status of a kli. You're allowed to pick up the pot cover by the handle. Amr of Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, that's only by Kisui Karkaos, by covers of, let's say you have, not so common nowadays, you used to have the garbage cans in the ground. And then pick up the cover. So if you have a kli like that, that's what needs the cover. Right? Rabbi Yossi says, but if it's a regular kisui of any kli, it doesn't need a cover. It doesn't need a handle. Even if it doesn't have a handle, you can pick it up on Shabbos. Rabbi Yanai, so now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yanai is like Rabbi Yossi. Right? Because we're comparing the wad. The wad is like a kli that has no handle. That's the issue. The issue is about picking up a cover of a kli that doesn't have a handle. Does that have the status of a kli? So it's a muksa issue. So back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yanai Savar Meimar Lach Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yanai holds like Rabbi Yossi, who says that you don't need cover, you don't need handles for covers. Right? And so too, this wad you can just pick up. V'chavroi Savar Meimar Ain't Lach Rabbi Yossi. No, we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, it needs a handle. It needs a handle. Okay. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. V'lo kein Amar Rabbi Ba Bar Kahana Rabbi Chia Bar Ashi B'Shem Rav Alach Rabbi Yossi. But we all like Rabbi Yossi. So how can you see the machlokas is whether we all like Rabbi Yossi or not? We all like Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara says, okay, third try. Similar. Rabbi Yanai Amar Savar, Meimar, right? Remember, we all like Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yanai holds Meimar Adam Lo Asu Osoka Karka. Even Rabbi Yanai agreed that, remember, as I just described, if you have a kli in the ground with a cover, Rabbi Yossi would agree that kli needs a cover, needs a handle on the cover in order to be able to give it the same kli. So maybe that's the machlokas. Rabbi Yanai does not consider people to have the status of karka. For some areas of halacha, we say adam hukash lekarkos, right? For various areas of halacha, baba kama and sukkah, adam hukash lekarkos. So maybe Rabbi Yanai holds adam is not hukash lekarka, and therefore a wad that goes into your ear does not have the status of a garbage can that goes into the ground, and therefore Rabbi Yanai would say it doesn't need a handle here. His friends say, no, Adam is like karka, and everybody agrees that a kli in the ground needs a handle to give it a shem kli. And this wad, if you say a person is like the ground, doesn't have a handle, and that's why that's the problem. Achronim, I saw the Panim Iris in the back point out, in that sugya elsewhere, in Baba Kam and Sukkah, Adam Ukash Lakakos, there's a major machlokas Rishonim. Does that apply by all Adam or only Eved? The Gemara said, Eved hukash lakarka. Eved kenani hukash lakarka. So is that limited to Eved, or is that also Adam? All Adam hukash lakarkos. That is a big machlokas, but here, right, it sounds like Adam. I'm not talking about Eved here. So Pashto, this Gemara sounds like stam Adam is hukash lakarka. So the Gemara says, is that good? So Gemara said, no. V'lochein amar v'zeira asa lo rebichia bar ashi beis yad lomok sheba azno. Didn't Reb Zeira say that Reb Chiya Bar Ashi made the handle for the Moksha Ozen? So Sovereign Meimer Adam Kakarku. So doesn't that show if Reb Zeira did that, so doesn't it reflect that everybody holds Adam's Kakarka, and therefore you would need the handle? So how could Reb Yanai Matir? The Kanian, this is true. So we're stuck, right? We're back to the question. What was the machlokas between Reb Yanai and the Rabbanan? Reb Yanai dropped his ear wad. He was about to put it back in his ear, and his friends say, no, you can't do that. So what was that machlokas about? Was it about refuah b'shabbos? Was it about handles of kelim? Or Ella, what is Ella? Ella is always a new answer, new and final answer. So Ella, Keni, Reb Yanai Savar, the following Reb Yanai says, no, Meimar, Ein Shachiach, Malak Ben Dalet Amos. Reb Yanai is not worried that he's going to forget, and we're going to say this means Shachiach, some say it means Shchiach, common. But we're going to go with the shot of Shachiach. He's not worried that he's going to forget, and walk down Ramas with this, the Chavroi Savar, if it's in before Shabbos, you're allowed. So, but the question is, if you're allowed to put it back in, are we choshes that maybe you're gonna walk with it before you put it back in? If it falls out, it's out. So, Reb Yanai says, no, I'm not gonna forget, I'm gonna stop, put it back in, and continue my day. Ain't Shachiach Malak Mendal Ramas. The Chavroi Savar in Meimar, Shachiach Shachiachu, you might forget Malak Mendal Ramas, you might forget. Period. Okay, that was the Machlokas. We spoke about teeth in the Mishnah, about artificial teeth. I heard something from Rabbi Shmuel. I don't remember. My Kadun, right? He wondered, why would the Rabbanan aser this artificial tooth? I understand the golden tooth, which is expensive. Lotesi, you can't go out with a golden tooth, which again, in the days of old, was removable. Why? Because if it falls out, you might come to pick it up, and because it's expensive, and you might come to walk with it. But what about the artificial tooth? What's the chash? Answer, yeah. Odi mafhasa. A person will be embarrassed, meimer lenagra, to go back literally to the carpenter who makes the wooden teeth, to make me another one. Because, you know, if we lose something, it's kind of embarrassing. So even if it's not the golden tooth, that it's expensive, but I don't want to like have to call up the guy and say, you know what, it fell out. So I'm going to go pick it up also. So any types of teeth Rabbanan are nervous about. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbami, Chad, Chosha, Shine, Vahori, Lechavrei. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbami, one of them once had a issue with their teeth. And their friend, the other one said, Mutter, Chad Chashash Unei Vahori Lechavri, and the other ones had an issue with their ear and muttered. So which one was which? V'lo Yadin Ma'amardah Ma'amardah. We're not sure which one said what. So Mat Min Ma, Reb Yasa Shal La Asinya, Reb Yaakov Bar Acha. One time Reb Yasa asked the doctor, Asya is a healer, asked the doctor of Reb Yaakov Bar Acha, Ma Vida Shine Reb Yaakov Bar Acha. How can we help the teeth of Reb Yaakov Bar Acha Chaverenu? How can we help the teeth of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha? So who's talking there? Rabbi Yasa, right? Rabbi Yasa is talking about helping them out. Min madalo amar Rabbi Yasa lo batzla min yomi. Since Rabbi Yasa never said to be mevatel and don't do it on Shabbos, havihu dehori l'shine. It must be he's the one that matired dealing with teeth, and the other one was matired dealing with ear and in some type of mechush that they had. Period. But the line in the Mishnah said that you can't put certain things back. Right, if they fall out. The Mishnah said, Ubilvad Shalo, right, Ubichal Davarti Tokpia, and then Nafalotaksir. So Rabbi Yanai, who said that you could put the ear thing back in the ear, so he would interpret that line of the Mishnah as not referring back to the Moksha Ba'azna. Pata Lebe Pilpo Bagar Gramela. That's referring to the pepper and the salt. the chavrei patan leakolon, and his friends who said, no, you can't even put the ear thing back, would say that line in the Mishnah is also going back on the ear thing. Okay. Next Mishnah, lachavav. Yotzin, other items to go back on. Yotzin, besela shalatzinis. A person is allowed to go out with a sela. Sela is a coin on the tzinis. That means a person has a certain type of, I don't know, chaffing on the bottom of their foot and walking around with this coin, which has a certain type of indentation on it, is good for the foot. So if it's in the shoe on and you put it on there, lirafua, you tie it on, that's mutter. Habanos yosas b'chutin, what we had earlier, young girls could go out with hair, strands in their hair, afilu b'kispin shabazneim, even with little splinters in their ears. Let's say they got their ears pierced, but they didn't get earrings yet, so their mothers don't want the holes to close up. So they go out with a little wood in the, to keep the hole there. So that must have been common, and people used to go like that, because that's, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Arvios, women who live in Arabian places, Yotzos Reulos, Umadios Perufos, these are different types of ways of closing and wearing their dresses with certain types of ties and the pins. V'chalad, really anybody's allowed to do that. El Shibra Chacham V'hove, the Chacham we're just talking about, regular women who came from these places used to do it in this way. A little bit more. Yotzin B'Sela Shalat Tzinis Pudgara, to go out with a Sela on the Tzinis Pudgara. According to many, Pudgara means gout, some type of foot ailment, which is healed by putting this Sela on the bottom. That's what's allowed. Ravacha b'shem Reibah bar Mamala afilu tas. Even if it's not a coin, it's just a metal flat sheet. A tas, a smooth disc, that also is allowed, but that also has medicinal purposes. Habanos yosas b'chutin, Reibah b'shem Reib Yehuda afilu karach al tzavara. Even if it's tied on her neck, right, that also is considered normal, and it's not called, and it's not a worry that they're going to take it off, and it's not called a masa. Abba bar ba mifakid l'shmuel brei, lo tekab alech masisa. No, what the Mishnah says is wrong. Ella, this is the gir saval, lo bekissin shabazneim. Not that they're allowed to go out with these ear, with these splinters in their ears, but they're not allowed to. That's the correct gir saval, period. And also, keni masnisa, and also, the Gemara says, this is the correct shot of the line of the Mishnah, and this is what we have. Arvios yosas reulos, madios perufos. Right, that's what we have. But Rav Chaim Gadevsky said they must have had a different girsa, and they're just clarifying what the Mishnah said. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Two more daf here in the sixth parak of the Sechah Shabbos.